Australian musician Doug Parkinson has died at the age of 74.
Evacuation orders are in place, thousands of people on alert, with sections of suburbs around the Hawkesbury and Nepean Rivers expected to go under.
Two in URFM, the year in review. March 2021.
Tributes flowed for Newcastle-born singer, songwriter and entertainer Doug Parkinson, who died suddenly at his Sydney home, aged 74.
Even back then, you know, he was a big star and we were, you know, just a bunch of nothing burgers. But, you know, he didn't dismiss us or anything. You know, he gave us the time of day and, you know, he's always been a lovely, gentle guy, you know, and a voice that will never, ever be repeated, you know. He's just had an incredibly unique voice, an amazing soul singer and, you know, he's really going to be missed.
The COVID-19 vaccine hub opened at the John Hunter Hospital, with nursing unit manager Alex Mexon the first to receive the jab.
It was really quick, really smooth. The vaccination didn't hurt at all. It was just a slight little tingle in my arm. It was fine. Yeah, everyone was really lovely.
A group of 90 leading scientists and experts signed a petition calling for convicted killer Kathleen Folbeek to be given a full pardon based on new evidence which suggests her children died from natural causes. Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson denies raping a sex worker in the Blue Mountains after the allegation was raised in State Parliament.
I rang Michael at 7:20, so within 20 minutes I rang Michael to ask him directly. After that conversation, I had a conversation with the Premier. I also had a conversation with my leadership team. Michael then came back to Parliament. And he then, of course, issued a statement.
New South Wales Nationals leader John Barilaro later called on Michael Johnson to resign from Parliament following further allegations of lewd text messages and behaviour. A major flooding event ravages much of New South Wales, in particular the Penrith area in Sydney's west and parts of the mid-north coast, with evacuations and massive livestock loss in low-lying regions near Port Macquarie and Taree.
We lost a bull and two cows so far because the water was just so high. For so long, there's nothing you can do. At least our cows didn't wash up on Port Macquarie Beach like some people, so there are still stray cows wandering around the centre of Port Macquarie looking for homes.
Rewinding 2021, the year in review. 2 in URFM, 103.7.